have cleared the atmosphere, the hard part of our trip. You may undo your seat belt now and move about the ship.
Our warship's looming overhead. Can we go any faster? That destroyer's coming after us, and it's by a Reagan's blaster.
We'll make the jump to light speed soon, but let me check the calculation. We could end up inside a star if there is the slightest deviation.
Why don't you just outrun them? I thought you said your ship was fast. That destroyer is catching up with us. This piece of junk is clearly outclassed.
I don't need this distraction now, kid. Shut up, you little gnome. And if you don't, you'll likely find you will be floating home. Hyperspace is not like dusting crops, you know. I'm about to make the jump right now, so hang on, here we go. I suggest we all relax till we reach Alderaan.
As long as we must pass the time while we are on this flight, please tell me, Ben, what I must do to be a Jedi Knight.
Jedi Knight, your lightsaber you must master. This elegant sword is sleek and light, not clumsy like a blaster. Now clear your mind and tune into everything around you. Your senses will astound you, but soon you will learn to trust in something greater than your senses. So powerful and true, it's all that you'll need for your defenses. Use the Force, Luke. Use the Force, Luke. Trust your feelings and let go. For the Force will tell you everything that you will need to know. Your lightsaber protect you and keep your foes at bay. If you learn to trust your feelings and use the Force to find your way, you trust your vision far too much. Sometimes your eyes deceive, and likewise hearing, taste, and touch tell you things you ought not believe. If you will trust the force, you will find you always are protected. And even when your eyes are blind, your foes will be detected. Remember, Luke, the force provides a Jedi with
and use the force to fight.